back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making roasted potatoes with cheese sauce that we're going to make at home. Now I have chicken sitting over there that is roasted chicken. If you like, you can watch that video because that's going to be our whole meal. So basically, let me go ahead and explain you the ingredients that we're going to need for just the potatoes. Now I've taken russet potatoes, washed them really nicely, took a sponge and really washed the skin up nicely so there's no dirt onto the potatoes, because the worst thing is when you're eating it and you have like this dirt come in your mouth, and I hate that. So make sure you wash the potato skin really, really well. And if you want, you can even peel the potatoes, but this with the cheese sauce, it just tastes so good with the skin on. So very simple ingredients for the potatoes. For the potatoes, we're going to be seasoning it with olive oil, salt, pepper, lemon pepper, and basil. Now, if you have fresh basil, you can use fresh basil. And then for the cheese sauce, I'm going to be using unsalted butter, flour, milk, and some good cheddar cheese. So first, let's go ahead and take care of this, stick them in the oven, so then we can work on the cheese sauce. I have two trays sitting here and I just have to marinate both of them, or just season both of them. So I'm just gonna add a little bit of olive oil. And to this, we're gonna go ahead and give it a good seasoning of salt, because the worst thing also is having salted potatoes with not enough salt and pepper on it. Because half the time I've eaten out or eaten at people's houses and they'll be such good roasted potatoes, but they'll be under seasoned. So make sure you season them really well. There goes my black pepper. And then we're gonna do our lemon pepper. And of course, again, if you live in an area where lemon pepper is not available, don't worry about it. You can just add a little bit of citric acid if you want. If you're not comfortable with that, just leave it out. It really doesn't matter. I know that I've got viewers in England that don't get lemon pepper over there. So you could either zest a lime and do that. But like I said, if you omit it, it's really not a big deal. And that's about it. And just the basil. I'm sorry, I've got all this pepper in my nose and in my mouth and my throat. All right. And then what we're going to do in the basil, even though it's dry, it smells fantastic. All right. I'm going to take just some foil. And the reason why we're covering this with foil is because you want the steam to cook your potatoes. That way they'll be really nice and fork tender. We're sticking these in the oven at 425 degrees for about 25 minutes. And then when we come back, we're gonna, after 25 minutes, I'm going to do a quick test to see if they're fork tender. And then we can always increase the temperature if we need to. So while our potatoes are in the oven, we're quickly going to do a cheese sauce. And we're gonna make a white sauce, and then we're gonna add some cheese in there. And it's really, really simple. So I know I've got a lot of people, I've got a video on YouTube that shows how to just do cheese, just to do white sauce. And I've gotten a lot of comments and a lot of emails saying that it's turned out really good for lots of people that, you know, just couldn't make the white sauce at home. So I guess this will be a recap on that one. So here we go. We're just gonna melt our butter, and I've got unsalted butter in here. Now I wouldn't advise you to use salted butter. The reason for not using salted butter would be because there's already a lot of salt in the cheese, and that just adds, it just really intensifies the flavor, the saltiness of the sauce. So I would rather just use unsalted butter and then give it a taste test after your cheese is done. And if you need to, you can always add the salt from top, because remember, once it's in there, it's really hard to kind of once the salt is too much, it's really hard to bring down that flavor. So I'd rather have less in there than more of the salt. So here we go, we've got our butter melted. Okay, to our butter, I'm gonna go ahead and add flour. And you wanna cook, this is actually called a roux. A roux is anything that's used, you can use this as a thickening agent for other food items. And what you wanna do with this white sauce is you wanna cook it up to the point where you get a really nice aroma coming out of it. Now, if you right away put the milk in there, what's gonna happen is you're gonna have this taste in there that you can tell that the flour is not cooked and it just doesn't taste really good. So we're just gonna cook this roux until we get a really nice, like a golden color to it. And I'm actually gonna start getting a really nice aroma from there. And you wanna keep on stirring it too, just because you don't wanna burn the butter. And remember, butter does not have a very high smoking point, so it will burn and it'll taste really horrible. So like you can see that the color has already started changing here. Just gonna cook it a couple seconds more. Okay, now I can really smell, the aroma is wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start adding my milk in here. Now at this point, it's really a good idea to grab a whisk. And if you have nonstick pans, I really recommend getting a silicone whisk so that you don't scratch it with like just a metal whisk. So we added 2 cups of milk in here, 4 tablespoons of butter, and about a 1/4 cup of flour. Now I'm not gonna be really putting any salt in here because after I put the cheese in, we're gonna see if we need to add any salt in here. And I forgot to mention that we will be putting white pepper in here. And if you keep on stirring it, I promise there's not gonna be any lumps. And you can see that the mixture is getting really nice and thick. And like I said, if it gets too thick, you can always add a little bit of milk, but make sure you keep on whisking it. Look at how thick that became, so good. So you see how simple it is for you to make the white sauce at home? And this can be an Alfredo sauce too. You can just add some mozzarella, you can add lots of other white cheeses in here, like you can add a jalapeno and cheddar cheese in here and make it into a good Alfredo sauce. So at this point, I'm just going to lower my heat because I don't want this to burn, but I still want it to be warm enough for me to go ahead and add my cheese in here. And I've just got slices of some good melting Kraft cheese. You can even, if you have a block of cheese, you can even melt, shred some in there. Don't put like a whole block or pieces in there. Just, it's better if it's shredded, that way it melts evenly. Okay. And you can add as much or as little cheese as you like, because some people like it really, really cheesy, like my kids, and some people just don't appreciate so much cheese. So if you've got a good melting cheese, look at how really well that melts in. I usually like my sauce like really pale yellow. I don't like to add anything else in it because it just looks so beautiful just the way it is. So I'm not going to add any parsley or anything in there because I really like just where it looks like just a good homemade cheese sauce that I've made at home. And this is the reason why I use the white pepper. And see how thick that is? Now, if you wanted to, you could add some milk in there just to thin it out a little bit. So I'm gonna go grab my white pepper. There you have it, folks. I've got cheese sauce ready to go, potatoes in the oven, and all you would have to do is just to reheat this up. You can reheat it in the microwave if you want, or just leave it in the pan. And I guess we'll come back and I'll show you how we're gonna serve this up once our potatoes come out of the oven. So our potatoes are ready. It took about 25 minutes. So I'm gonna get these out. And they're just perfectly fork tender. Right. Just make sure you don't get burnt with the steam. There's going to be steam inside. So there we go. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make sure that I don't have any stuck on the bottom. And that's the only one pet peeve that I have, is when they get stuck on the bottom. But I'll get them out. Potatoes out, and I'm just gonna transfer them on a serving platter. And I have not forgotten about our cheese sauce. I have that right here. I kept that on the stove on a really low heat, and I've been stirring it so it doesn't stick on the bottom. This is why I love foil. Cleanup is so much easier. Okay. All right, so I've got my cheese sauce right here, and it's been simmering on very low just because I wanted to keep it warm. Look at how beautiful it looks. Nice pale yellow color. And even the sides, what I'm doing right now, it'll eventually just melt inside because I'm not going to be using the whole thing. All right, so now we have our potatoes. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take some cheese sauce and I'm going to drizzle that right on top. And the reason I like making our the cheese sauce at home is because, you know, when you buy the bottled or canned stuff, it's so much salt in there and so much more preservatives in there that I feel like at least I know what the family is eating as far as when I make the cheese sauce at home. So I just wanted you guys to become a little comfortable with making the cheese sauce at home. I've got a lot of requests on how to make the cheese sauce at home. So there you have it, folks. It's all done. We're all done. So I'm gonna give this a quick taste test. Potatoes are extremely soft. Such good baking potatoes. Oh, they are fabulous. And the cheese sauce is not salty, it's not thick, it's just perfect. And then the basil, the dried basil that we put on top of the potatoes are just coming, and the olive oil, it tastes absolutely amazing. Try this recipe out. I can guarantee you that your kids are gonna love it. They'll want it every Friday on the dinner table. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. If you like this recipe, make sure you subscribe, tell your friends all about this channel, and give me a thumbs up. I'll see you next time with another awesome recipe.